All right, on the phone right now, Dan from Bastille. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, mate. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful for a Monday. The new album's out, and I was reading on Twitter the other day, you guys loved making the album. What was your favorite part about the new album?
Oh, good question. Well, it was great being able to be in London for a bit because, you know, we love being on tour, and we're lucky enough to tour pretty much all the time, but we sort of stopped for the first time in like 5 years and just made this record in our new studio in South London. And yeah, that was like the first time we've ever done that. And we had just a great time, you know, nice just to stop and focus on something. But also because it's set over this night out, it's a kind of nocturnal album, and we wanted it to feel like it had this cast of characters. So we also got loads of sort of other musician friends and singers to lend their voices to the record. And these gospel singers who we worked with on this reorchestrated tour that we did last year, where we took all of our music and played it just with an orchestra and a choir. Loads of those musicians came and played on the album as well. And it was just nice to be able to, you know, populate this album, this night out, with a big cast of characters wandering in and out of each song, and kind of enjoy what other people outside of our band could add to the sound.
What was the process like from the first album to this album? How much is like the process changed?
Well, I've always kind of written the songs. I've always had lots of songs on the go in my head and written them, you know, and worked on them on my laptop. Like, and I guess the big difference is when we first started off, I was working a load of jobs and had just finished college and living with my parents. And so those are the first album was made kind of on GarageBand in my room.
Yeah.
And I guess that process, it's kind of grown and developed a bit. You know, I guess we've let other people into the process a little bit more, but it's also kind of stayed the same. I think, you know, the rooms have gotten slightly nicer, but we tried not to mess with our process too much because it's part of what makes us who we are.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's got to be like, I guess what you're saying kind of like before it was like, oh, we're making an album. And now it's like, oh, we're actually making an album. It's kind of for fun, it seems like, the first time. And now it's kind of like your job in a way.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I feel like it's a massive luxury that we are able to have the time to stop and just work on music. You know, whereas before, with the first record, it was something I did because I loved it. But, you know, I also was working like two or three different jobs just to pay the rent. And so, you know, music was the thing I fitted in between everything else. And I think one of the things we feel the most lucky about is that we're still allowed to be here releasing music and that we get to dedicate, you know, all of our time to it. That's like, it's crazy how lucky we feel for that. So
it was like you were fitting it in the first time, and now it's like, oh wow, we actually get to go in and like have fun and make music and not have to find time to be here and there when we can.
Yeah, man, let's get, you know, we got to spend like a solid few months just making music, and that is such a privilege. Like, it was amazing and really fun and nice to be able to be in London and do that, you know.
Right on. Well, you guys are going to be here in Richmond on September 28th, and I don't know if you know this, and I got to bring it up. You guys played here a few years ago at the National, and during your show, did you know there was an earthquake we had?
During the show?
Yes, during the show there was an earthquake.
No way. Is that for real?
Yeah, like we kind of played it off and blamed you guys for it, but but overall, yeah, there was like an earthquake that night.
That's amazing. I can't believe we don't know that. That's incredible.
Maybe so many people were enjoying the show and it was loud enough that you kind of guys just like, you know, it went by. But like, yeah, it was like during the middle of the show. Yeah, there was an earthquake.
Wow. Oh, that's some like higher power being like, just stop it with the music. It's so bad.
I don't think it's because it was so bad. I think it was because it was so good.
Oh, thank you. That's crazy. Well, hopefully this time around there won't be an earthquake.
No natural disasters the next time Bastille comes through. And you guys will be here September 28th. We're looking so forward to having you guys back here. The new album is great. I really want to thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me. Thanks for your time.
Right on. Take care, Dan.
Cheers, mate. Take care. Bye.